serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Slightly more Americans applied for jobless claims last week.
The Labor Department reports applications for unemployment benefits ticked up by 2,000 to 207,000 for the week ending September 30th. Meanwhile, layoffs remain low and the labor market continues to show resiliency amid elevated interest rates imposed by the Federal Reserve. The four-week moving average of claims fell by 2,500 to 208,750.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Overall, 1.67 million people were collecting unemployment benefits the week that ended September 23rd. That's about 5,000 fewer than the previous week. Also at townhall.com, on the battlefront, at least 50 civilians killed in a Russian rocket strike on a village store in eastern Ukraine, one of the deadliest attacks in recent months. The attack came as Ukrainian President Zelensky was attending a summit of around 50 European leaders in Spain to drum up support from the country's allies. Scientists say last month was the world's hottest September on record by a huge margin.
September's high mark comes in the wake of the hottest summer on record in the Northern Hemisphere. There was no relenting in global temperatures, even with the onset of autumn. The data from the Copernicus Climate Service shows that September had the biggest jump from the long-term average in records dating back to 1940. In Europe, for example, the scale of heating was such that September's new record beat the long-term mark by 2.51 degrees Celsius. With no sign of significant cooling, experts say it's very likely that 2023 will beat 2016 as the world's warmest year on record.
BBC correspondent Matt McGrath. At Wall Street, the Dow is down 141 points, the Nasdaq losing 77. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Typhoon Koinu has swept Taiwan, injuring scores of people but causing no deaths.
In the southern Taiwanese county of Pingtung, pounding rain and record-breaking winds ripped signs off of buildings and unrooted trees. Koinu is expected to weaken as it moves west towards Guangdong and Fujian provinces in southern China. The typhoon brought the fastest wind ever recorded in Taiwan, with a speed of 212 miles per hour measured on Taiwan's outlying Orchid Island. Cities across the island cancelled work and classes, and most domestic flights and dozens of international flights were also cancelled. I'm Karen Chamas.
An examination has been ordered of an overpass guardrail that gave way when struck by an Italian shuttle bus. 20 foreign tourists and the driver were killed. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A state Senate committee in Georgia says it will start its own investigation of contentions at Fulton County Jail following the deaths of six people there.
Fulton County's main jail, just west of downtown Atlanta, has been plagued by overcrowding, unsanitary conditions, and violence. And the county sheriff says the jail's walls are crumbling. Six people have died in Fulton County custody since the end of July. John Albers, the chair of the Senate Public Safety Committee, says he'll appoint a subcommittee with hearings to begin in November, but it's not clear what remedies lawmakers could come up with at the state level. I'm Donna Warder.
Baltimore police are asking for the public's help identifying a group of people seen in the area of a shooting at Morgan State University. It left five people injured. Police have released surveillance video. All five people are expected to survive. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary. Absolutely. Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car is making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens. Right.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467, and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin. Wheelway, schedule your next service work right there.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your Do It Best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Governor Tony Evers wants a legislative committee to act on child care and workforce development. It's the latest move as the Democratic governor pushes the idea for using about $1 billion of the state's projected $4 billion surplus to maintain pandemic-era child care funding, create paid family leave, and bolster UW system funding. In a letter to Fond du Lac Republican State Senator Dan Fine, Evers requested Fine's committee hold a public hearing and executive session on the bills that were not passed by a special session called by Evers last month. Fine said Wednesday the committee will take its time and exercise due diligence. There are new details concerning allegations against Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes.
An investigative report released this week details a complaint made in May by a dispatcher who has since resigned. The complaint said Hakes began sending her text messages via his personal cell phone just 2 days after she started working for the county. According to the report, some texts are unequivocally sexual in nature. Hakes has maintained he was simply trying to make the employee feel welcome. The investigation also expanded into other areas regarding Hakes' job performance. The Chippewa County Board is expected to discuss the report and Hakes' status when it meets next week. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Like most of his fellow Republicans, Congressman Glenn Grothman isn't happy with the ouster of Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker.
These people who kicked out Kevin don't have a plan B. You'll recall when John Boehner was kicked out about 8 years ago, they had no plan B, and it took about a month of begging Paul Ryan to take the job.
The 6th District Republican says he's not sure anyone wants the job, but that a speaker is desperately needed. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The latest Marquette Law School poll shows a rematch between Joe Biden and Donald Trump remains close. The survey released this morning has Trump receiving 51%, President Biden getting 48% amongst registered voters, while Biden had a 51-49 edge over Trump among likely voters. And teens who want a driver's license in Wisconsin will have to take a road test again starting next year. Wednesday, the state's Division of Motor Vehicles announced the road test waiver pilot program will end when 2023 ends. Starting next year, anyone under the age of 18 will need to complete an in-person road test at a DMV office to obtain their probationary license. 16 and 17-year-old student drivers who have completed a driver education course, behind-the-wheel training, and 50 hours of supervised driving may still apply for the road test waiver before the end of the year. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, September 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her four children, Nan Stegner of Fort Collins, Colorado, by Jeff Schimmick of Park Falls, by Amy Reese of Fruta, Colorado, and by Brian Schimmick of Park Falls. Survived also by seven grandchildren, by 17 great-grandchildren, by three sisters-in-law, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Graveside service will take place at Forest Home Cemetery, Saturday, October 7th, starting at 2 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, Park Falls. Clifford J. Timmers, 90, of Kennan, passed away at his home on Sunday, October 1st. He is survived by his children, Dale, Clayton, Randy, and Brad. Survived also by his grandchildren and by his great-grandchildren. A massive Christian burial will be held 11 a.m. Saturday, October 7th, St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. Visitation held from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday, October 6th, with a rosary prayer service beginning at 7 p.m. Visitation also held from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. prior to the Mass at the church on Saturday. This has been the funeral notice for Clifford J. Timmers, age 90, of Kennan. Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96, passed away on September 22nd at Southdale Medical Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She is survived by her daughters, Christy Collins and Debbie Blomberg. Survived also by her sons, Ken Dickinson and Dan Dickinson. Survived by 19 grandchildren, by 32 great-grandchildren, and by three great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, October 21st, at the Ogama Baptist Church located in Ogama. Visitation beginning 1 hour prior to the service at the church. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
See Dependable, made in the USA appliances at Aquard Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Aquard Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
A youth firearm deer hunt is taking place this Saturday and Sunday. So that means bow deer hunters and even small game hunters have to wear 50% or more above the waist blaze orange clothing, or pink, I guess, too. The youth deer hunt is intended to give hunters 15 years old and younger an opportunity to learn from a mentor. Youth hunters with or without hunter education certificates are eligible to hunt while under the supervision of a mentor. For all hunters younger than 11 or hunters 12 to 15 who have not completed hunter education, the mentor must be at least 18, be a hunter education graduate, and of course have a hunting license and be within arm's reach of the hunter. For hunters 12 to 15 years of age this weekend who have completed a hunter education course, the mentor must be 18, does not need to have a hunter education certificate or even a license, but the mentor needs to be within both visual and voice contact with the youth hunter. We've got a minor fish feeding period happening 11 till noon today. The major fish feeding period is from 5:15 till 7:15 late this evening. The moon is waxing gibbous, setting this afternoon about 2:30, rising tonight at 10:30. The sun rose this morning in Park Falls at 7:04. It'll set this evening at 6:36. Weather-wise, looks pretty nice today. Could be a spotty light shower. Otherwise, it's partly sunny with our high today in that 60 to 64 range. Southwesterly winds increase this afternoon to 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, more clouds build in later on. Our low drops off to about 43. And then tomorrow, it's cold and breezy, or certainly much cooler. Could see a few scattered showers. And daytime highs are in the upper 40s. Winds are stiff out of the northwest to west direction, 15 to 25 miles an hour. Staying cool this weekend, lows in the 30s, highs generally in the 40s to lower 50s, with a mix of clouds and at best some scattered sun. And a pretty good breeze blowing from the northwest as well. That's the Outdoor Report. I'm Carl Klepotik.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Discover Lego magic at Disney Bricks, downtown on Lake Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin. During the Fall Harvest Festival Pumpkin Carving Contest and 50-50 raffle to raise money for Mary Bailey's Cancer Care Bay Project. Happening Saturday, October 7th, raffle proceeds will be split evenly between Mary's Cancer Care Bay Project and the prize pumpkin Disney Bricks gift certificate winner. Please submit your pumpkin for judging to Disney Bricks between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Friday, October 6th, and purchase your 50-50 tickets there between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Saturday, October 7th, to vote on your favorite winning pumpkin. Disney Bricks Community Fall Harvest Festival Pumpkin Carving Contest and Cancer Care Bag Project, where imagination knows no bounds.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow, or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 61, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 42. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 47, cloudy skies expected. Temperatures well below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 61 this afternoon. Lows level off around 42 tonight. Wish a top off around 47 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 59.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks erase an early deficit and beat the Milwaukee Brewers to sweep their National League Wild Card Series.
Twice the Diamondbacks battled back from early deficits to win the series over the Brewers, a 5-2 win in the clincher. Starter Zach Gallen gave up two first-inning runs, but then the Diamondbacks came alive and took the lead in a four-run sixth inning, getting to Brewers starter Freddie Peralta. Manager Torey Lovullo says team chemistry played a major part.
They fight, they compete, and they're connected. And I've always said, and I think you guys have heard me say, when you're a connected team, I think you're a dangerous team.
Diamondbacks move on to the divisional series against the LA Dodgers on Saturday. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
In the other National League Wild Card Series, Philadelphia advanced to the divisional series against Atlanta with a convincing 7-1 win over Miami. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, postseason play in the American League Wild Card Series, both Minnesota and Texas advanced to the divisional series. The Twins blanked Toronto 2-0, while the Rangers cruised past Tampa Bay 7-1. Minnesota will play defending World Series champion Houston in the next round, while Texas goes up against Baltimore. NBA news, James Harden returned to the Philadelphia 76ers yesterday with a disgruntled guard who had been seeking a trade back at training camp as an active participant. Harden in June picked up his $36.5 million contract option for this season with the belief that the team would try to trade him. And in gymnastics led by Simone Biles, the U.S. women have won a record seventh consecutive team title at the Gymnastics World Championships in Belgium. This is SRN Sports.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, text 800-888-HOPE. Please play responsibly.
The Brewers won 92 games and the Central Division title during the regular season, but as has been customary, the playoffs are a different picture. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Milwaukee jumped out to a 2-0 lead last night, then saw Arizona come from behind for a 5-2 win at a sweep of their wildcard playoff series at AmFam Field. Brewers now 1-9 in their last 10 playoff games. Could that have been the last game that Craig Counsell managed in Milwaukee? His contract expired with the playoff loss.
This was a great team, and I think I told the guys, I said, as you move forward in your careers, you should want to create teams like this. You should use your leadership to create an atmosphere like this. This was a team you want to be on. They celebrated each other. It's just a group that made baseball a lot of fun.
Almost sounded like some parting words from the skipper. Zach Gallen improved to 3-0 against the Brewers. Brewers this season. Arizona 6-2 in 8 games against the Crew this year. They advance to the divisional playoffs against the Dodgers this weekend. Packers back on the practice field today, getting ready for their Monday nighter in Las Vegas against the Raiders. Week 5 of the NFL season kicks off tonight. Washington playing host to the winless Bears. Football Badgers continue to gear up for Saturday's Big Ten home matchup against Rutgers at Camp Randall. It starts a tough stretch for Luke Fickell's Badgers.
Nobody wants to talk about the stretch, right? We want to talk about what's coming up on Saturday, but this is the time, this is the stretch that we've got to make sure we're moving forward and doing the things that are going to give us a chance to be successful, not just this weekend, but continue to push forward for the next 8 weeks.
Top-ranked Badger women's volleyball team sweeping Iowa to improve to 14-0 on the season. The top-ranked and defending NCAA champion Badger women's hockey team, they outscored Lindenwood 22-1 in sweeping their season-opening series in Missouri last weekend. The Badgers played their home opener tonight against Boston College. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MUSIC at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MUSIC. Enjoy.
Introducing...
Hi, folks. This is Keith Evans.
see is you. And that's the trouble with a heartbreak. It's gonna hang around, leave you midnight, breaking down, wondering how long that it's gonna take, getting over her. It's a can't drown, whiskey down, kinda hurt. Yeah, you can burn them four wheels up that road, but there ain't nowhere her memory can't go. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Yeah, that's the trouble with a heartbreak. A heartbreak, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the trouble with a heartbreak. Oh, yeah.
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. Online at 98QCountry.com.
My heart right out my chest.
Smith, World on Fire. I don't know why they're doing this. Girl Scouts are not going to be selling maybe their most popular flavor. I didn't even know about it. It's called Raspberry Rally. And there was so much demand for it last year. People were buying them, like whole cases of them, then reselling them as much as $200 a box. You got to be kidding me. Are they really that good? Raspberry Rally. You're going to be missing it this year from the cookie lineup from Girl Scouts. Sad story, huh?
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 61, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 42. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 47, cloudy skies expected. Temperatures well below average Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 61 this afternoon. Lows level off around 42 tonight. We should top off around 47 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 61.
There's a whole lot more brand new country. I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't wait.
Q Country.
You barely know me at all.
Country, today's favorites, and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country. Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Pictures and passing time. You're like concrete feet in the summer heat. It burns like hell when two souls meet. No, you'll never be the man that you always swore. But I'll remember you singing in that 88 Ford. A cold shoulder, a closing time. You were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words. And passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do. Remember every moment on the nights with you.
Cold shoulder, closing time. You begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures. On the dying line, do I remind you of your daddy in my 88 Ford? Labrador hanging out the passenger door.
Brian Casey Musgraves, I remember everything. Of course, I told you about Casey Musgraves. She's the new addition to Madame Tussaud's Wax Museum in Nashville. So drop by and say howdy to Casey Musgraves.
Explore 50% off everything for a limited time now through October 9th at Banana Republic Factory. Save on elevated fall essentials, polished occasion wear, and more only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sarusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are advocating for what's right. We're working to increase affordable housing supply and ensure fair housing for all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Now scanning the country music Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
is it, this is now, it's what I've been talking about. Looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is a moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together, surrounded by our family and our friends. If there ever was a time for a perfect kiss, this is it.
Harder.